In the mid-1970s, writer David Rhodes published three acclaimed novels in quick succession, ending with Rock Island Line. He didn't publish again for three decades. Rhodes was sidelined by a motorcycle accident, paralyzed from the chest down. After that long hiatus, David Rhodes has returned to the book world with Driftless, a new novel, and Alan Chews has this review.
Driftless recreates the human condition as a condition of Wisconsin life. Words, Wisconsin, to be specific, an imaginary hamlet off the map in the southwestern portion of Wisconsin. The region's known in geological terms as the Driftless Zone. That's because the retreating glaciers at the end of the Ice Age somehow spared the region from layers of debris. Comprised of a large number of short chapters, the novel opens with a prologue reminiscent of Steinbeck's beautiful tribute to the Salinas Valley in the opening of East of Eden, with a little touch of Michener's prologue to his novel Hawaii. There's a brief homage to the earliest settlers in the region, and then it focuses on the here and now. The novel has a number of plots driving it. There's a farm couple who discovers a corruption scheme at the milk cooperative. A local woman finds life at a dogfight. A country singer tries to find the perfect setting for a new song. And a widowed farmer sloughs off his decades-long mourning for his late wife and falls deeply in love with a neighbor. Rhodes spices up all of this with car chases and a visiting cougar and a traditional blizzard and a beautiful young spinster minister's vision of God in the middle of a marsh. But beyond all this action, the book moves at a stately, though much more than glacial, pace, as it offers deep philosophy and meditative asides about life in Words, Wisconsin, in the Driftless Zone, which is to say, about life on Earth.
The new novel by David Rhodes is called Driftless. Our reviewer is Alan Chews, and Alan also has a new novel of his own. It's called To Catch the Lightning. This is NPR, National Public Radio.